A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners are joining themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant. Them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostles to the Gentiles. I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable, just as you once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for me as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. This passage is taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. Keep us the Sabbath free from profanation. A holy day. All of us have days that are special in our lives, things that have occurred in the past, or perhaps we are preparing for something big that is going to happen. And there's a great excitement in preparing for that day, or we have come bring back to memory fond memories of things of the past. Perhaps it might have been your wedding day or the birth of your children. It might have been that you got a promotion at work, or for me, the day I was ordained a priest. It could also be a day that might be one of sorrow where you lost someone. These days are like, if it has happened a long time ago, it seems like it happened yesterday. And these days we remember well. In our first reading for today, though, we also hear how the Lord tells us to keep one day holy to the Lord our God. It is a day, too, that we are to remember. I would like to see that over these last couple of Sundays, the first readings have been talking about the celebration of the Eucharist or the Mass, and having us remember why this day is holy to the Lord our God and why we are to make this day holy. 2 weeks ago, we heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In that chapter, if we recall, the Lord had spoken to Isaiah and said, "Come to my banquet. I prepared rich food and choice drink wines for you to enjoy." It gave us a taste, if you want to say, of what the kingdom of God is going to be, that all people, whether friends or enemies, have made it to the kingdom of God. All of that is put aside. We join with God in one in his heaven, at that heavenly banquet. Last Sunday, we heard how the prophet Elijah could have missed the presence of God. He might have mistaken as he thought that God would appear in this tremendous wind, and then an earthquake, and then fire. But he found God in the tiny whispering sound. And then he knew that he was in the presence of God, and God would speak. In our passage for today, which is one chapter later than from 2 weeks ago, that Sunday we heard how the people of Israel were told they are going to come back now. They're no longer going to be in exile. They can return to their kingdom. They had been away from their kingdom for decades, and it would be a day for them to remember that God let them return to their homeland. But in doing so, God said, you must come back and first of all, make holy the Lord's day. And making that day holy, do not profane it. Remember what I have done for you, calling you out of slavery to freedom. That would be a day that the people would remember what God indeed had done for them and their ancestors, to make them free, to make them the people of God. In hearing what we've heard, perhaps the question is, we could ask ourselves, do we make holy the Lord's Day? The Lord's Day for us as Catholics and all Christians is Sunday, remembering that Jesus conquered all things and especially death, when he rose from the dead on Easter Sunday morning. This is what the Lord wants us to remember on Sunday. He too has freed us from the shackles of sin and undergoing death. But do we make this day holy to the Lord our God? This day is to be a day where we're to pray, to come together as God's people, even in the midst of this pandemic. But it is also a day we're not supposed to do unnecessary work, a day to be free. It has always been seen in Old Testament that when God gave the Ten Commandments, and the third commandment is to keep holy the Lord's day, it meant that you are no longer a slave, because a slave works 7 days a week. A free person has a day off, a day to pray, and a day to rest and recreate one's spirit. So again, do we keep holy the Lord's Day? Do we keep this day as a day in which we come to pray, to come to be with God, to stand in his presence, and to make this day a day we can recreate and be renewed in spirit? Lord is calling us once again to worship him and to make this day holy to the Lord our God.